this week's TV highlights, we have a little bit of nostalgia from cowboys and monsters to penguins.
Mark Nolan on Excite Radio.
We start this week's TV talk with a blast from the not too distant past, the 1970s. Do you remember a film called Westworld? Well, robot men and women were programmed to serve you for romance, violence, anything. That's taken directly from the poster, by the way. It starred Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in a futuristic theme park where paying guests can pretend to be gunslingers in an artificial Wild West populated by androids. Remember it or not? I don't. Actually, I've got to say, it was one of my favourite films at the time, although rather scary in a few places. However, anyway, the buzz from America this week is that HBO are set to make a series based on the original novel by Michael Crichton, starring Sir Anthony Hopkins and Ed Harris. Certainly set to be one of the science fiction fans' greatest things to look forward to, and those looking for a little 70s nostalgia. Although you have to bear in mind, it was a little bit scary in places, so hopefully that will be maintained. On the subject of scary, Frankenstein is rearing his ugly head once again, this time in the form of a six-part period crime drama starring Sean Bean. An evil that almost defies reason is how the opening line introduces the concept of the Frankenstein Chronicles, described as a thrilling and terrifying reimagining of the Frankenstein myth, incorporating elements from the investigative and horror genres, with an extraordinary hero at its centre, Inspector John Marlett, played by Mr. Bean. No, not that Mr. Bean, I'm talking about the Sean Bean. However, it promises a terrifying journey in pursuit of a chilling and diabolical foe. Set in Regency London in 1827, the drama's opening sequence shows the Home Secretary, Sir Robert Peel, following a successful operation by Thames River Police to apprehend a gang of opium smugglers, recruit Marlett. As he stands on the water's edge, contemplating the arrest of the smugglers, Marlett makes a shocking discovery. The body of a dead child is washed up on the shore, and on further examination of the corpse, he's horrified to discover it's not actually a child, but rather a crude assembly of body parts arranged in a grotesque parody of a human form. The mutilated childlike body leaves an indelible impression on Marlett, and he finds himself unable to shake off the memory of what's happened that fateful night. Filming will begin in Northern Ireland in January. On the subject of riverbanks, or in this case canals, the Manchester Ship Canal nonetheless, ITV have also confirmed another live episode of Coronation Street next year, which will be filmed at Coronation Street's new state-of-the-art production base on the banks of the Manchester Ship Canal, overlooking Media City in Salford. The idea is to mark ITV's 60 years on air and will broadcast in September. We're delighted to be marking ITV's 60th anniversary with a live episode from Coronation Street's brilliant new studios and set, said executive producer Kieran Roberts. More details on the storylines will be released nearer the time, but one thing we do know is that the man behind the Emmerdale live show will also be heading this broadcast, Coronation Street's current producer Stuart Blackburn. Sticking with the water theme of the week, although now in its frozen kind, the BBC has announced a new natural history commission for BBC One to be broadcast next year called Snow Chick. It's an hour-long special described as set to enchant and enthrall viewers with a unique and heart-wrenching real-life story about penguins. Obviously not trying to muscle in on the success of Monty the Penguin, not in the slightest, the show will feature both emperor penguins and the characterful and now famous Adélie penguins. Snow Chick will tell the story of an emperor penguin chick growing up in the coldest place on Earth in the middle of the Antarctic winter. Focusing on the vulnerable and charismatic penguin chick, the film will follow his adventures from the time he emerges from the egg to the moment he leaves for the sea as a boisterous adolescent before auditioning for a sharp rise to fame as a star of a TV commercial. I may have made the last bit up, but the rest is very true. A little bit of comedy now, and fans of Derek will be both pleased and disappointed to know that Ricky Gervais is returning to Channel 4 in the lead role. But it's for a one-off Christmas special that will end the show once and for all. Hannah's relationship with Tom blossoms since he's found a new job close to home. Vicky finds a true calling in the care industry, whilst Kev realises the true meaning of family. Meanwhile, Derek is still dating Tracy, all the while holding the retirement home together with his unique viewpoint on life. Ricky Gervais said, "I did toy with a third series, particularly after the Emmy nod, but I decided to stick to my usual formula of two series and a special. It's a bittersweet experience as always. I'm sorry to end it, but I know leaving something you love and starting something else is always the best thing to do creatively. And finally, you might remember us talking about children being asked to design a computer game that the BBC will develop into an application for tablet computers. Well, a 12-year-old boy from Hampshire named Alex has been announced as the winner of the CBBC Absolute Genius competition after judging took place at Buckingham Palace, with Alex's slime-tastic snail game coming out on top. Well done to Alex. We look forward to your game in the future, and no doubt when you make loads of money as a software programmer beyond that. That concludes this week's TV highlights.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.